Well, you're listening to the Hour of the Time, live, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry that it took us so long to get on the air, but there were technical difficulties at the satellite uplink. What you were beginning to hear was a very, very, very old rerun on shortwave. What I was able to hear of it, just a split second while I was trying to solve all these difficulties and get linked up to the satellite. Well, apparently, a TWA 747 aircraft has crashed off the shores of New Jersey, and all kinds of speculation is going on in the Communist News Network. You know that little guy that looks like Barbie's friend Ken, the guy that's got the phony tan and looks like his hair is glued in place. He obviously thinks that he has to keep us occupied with asking the most stupid, inane, asinine questions, and by bringing up the most useless, problem-causing speculation when he doesn't know anything, and neither does anyone else. He has been severely admonished by the head of the National Transportation Safety Board and an ex-member of the National Transportation Safety Board, as he should have. And everybody listening to this broadcast tonight should call CNN and object heavily to their attempts to make this into a terrorist bombing with no information that substantiates that fact whatsoever. And it just proves, once again, as I have always told you, that these people are irresponsible, they are liars. They have an agenda. They don't give a damn about the truth. They are yellow journalists. They are promoting the Marxist-Communist agenda. They have totally discredited themselves, and they did it again tonight. And they will continue to do it because, frankly, folks, there are no journalists left in this country. There are no journalists left in this country who even know the meaning of objectivity, or, for that matter, journalism. I don't know what caused the crash, and neither do you, and neither does anybody else in this entire world, and it's probably going to be weeks before there's even any clues. And I hope you understand that. And I hope you all do call CNN and any other of these irresponsible, puke-faced, lying, scumbag, yellow dogs that call themselves journalists and complain bitterly. Let them know what's on your mind and tell them you would appreciate it if they would get out a dictionary and look up the word objective and tell them that we don't need hours and hours of inane stupidity of these guys trying to invent their intellect out of thin air. I heard these people asking the most stupid, inane, ridiculous. I heard him say, "Well, are these waters where predators like sharks and packs of sharks could be, and could these people be being eaten by sharks?" These Ken and Barbie acts have gone over the edge, folks. They are silly, stupid, insulting, self-serving. Well, I think you know the rest. I've said it a million times. They have no credibility. anymore, and I doubt if they'll ever get any credibility back. And I just heard today that Time Warner and Turner, you know, Ted Turncoat, might merge. And I say, might be good for the media. Might be good for media, but it'll be very bad for the American people if all of these different corporations keep coming into one. Pretty soon we'll have one source of news in this whole country. And it's already a worst-case scenario. If that were to happen, it would just be absolute insanity. What we need are not big networks. What we need are not communist news networks, allied broadcasting communists, national broadcasting communists, our communist broadcasting silliness, I guess. What we need is to break up all these conglomerates and get broadcasting back to the people. We should have mom-and-pop radio stations and mom-and-pop TV stations all across this country. That's the only way we have any hope of getting the truth back in the media. But, just in case you question my sanity, I don't believe for one second that's ever going to happen. Don't go away. I'll be right back, and we'll be taking your calls tonight for the rest of this hour. I believe we have about 47 minutes left. And we'll see what's on your mind tonight. You're on the air. Hi, Gary.
Yeah, I was wondering, could you enlighten us a little bit of what maybe happened to Linda Thompson and her phones being disconnected? Is there anything that we...
Yeah, American deserted her. She ran out of money. She couldn't support herself.
All right, well, I just kind of wondered what happened a little bit.
Well, she was lied about. She was publicly attacked by Soldier of Fortune magazine. People like Bobo Gritz, a well-known Trojan horse, a liar, everything else that you can say about him. I warned you people that he was masquerading as a Christian, and you chastised me and called me names and wrote me dirty letters, and now he's preaching reincarnation and says that he was a spirit before he was born into this world and all this kind of stuff. And he attacked and helped destroy Linda Thompson, along with the other Trojan horse, Soldier of Fortune magazine, and others.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of you out there quit supporting her.
Well, I wish some people would wake up to the fact about Grice, about what he is and everything. I learned it a long time ago, and after our little investigation into it, and we just wish the best for Linda. She's listening tonight.
Yeah, he's really socking it to everybody. Take a look at his spike training emblem. You know what the spike is?
No.
The obelisk, the phallus, the penis of Osiris.
Uh-huh.
He is shafting you and laughing at you, and you don't even know it. He gets your money, and you get the shaft.
Yep. And you get your name on a mailing list, too.
Well, not only that, but he asks you for your Social Security number and everything if you take his spike training. And all these stupid fools give it to him.
My.
And they all go on the master warrant list in Mount Weather in Virginia, underground.
You know, something told me a long time ago that a lot of these people not to even send my name after the publications or anything. And I'm sure glad I haven't.
So like I've told you before, and I'm the only one that's ever told you, don't believe anything unless you can prove it yourself by checking out the facts and doing the research. And don't listen to anybody, believe anything. Listen to everybody, read everything, but don't believe it unless you can check it out. And don't follow anybody. Don't put anybody on a pedestal, including me. Including your own mother. I've said it millions of times, but nobody seems to be listening.
Well, it's easy to do. It's human nature, but after you've had a few letdowns and everything, you begin to learn after a while not to do it.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. Well, Bill, glad you're on the air again tonight. We were worried about you, but keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. And thank you for calling. The number is 520-333-4578. If you'd like to get your 2 cents in here tonight, it's 520-333-4578. You know, it's just absolutely amazing to me. I sit back and I watch all this stuff going on, and sometimes I alternately just break down in a fit of absolute, utter amazement and sorrow and shed some tears, or I just roll on the floor laughing. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good morning. Hey, I'm kind of curious. Is this another way of getting rid of one of Clinton's enemies? How many more does this amount to?
Well, now, you know, I just gave a little talk about this. You don't even know if any of his enemies were on the plane. This kind of talk is totally irresponsible.
It's irresponsible, but the possibility exists just like any other wrongdoing.
The possibility also exists that it was just a mechanical failure on the aircraft that may have caused the fire that may have resulted in an explosion.
And the station here in Texas has been on this full swing for about the last 2.5-3 hours, and it's 1,600 miles away from it.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Nobody has any facts. Nobody knows anything. How could they, you know, how do they even find 5 minutes of things to say?
No way under the sun. It's just a waste of time.
That's right. You got it. Until we really know something, until an investigation is conducted, until we can begin to look into the true facts, all of this stuff is irresponsible speculation, and it does serves no purpose but to confuse everybody and get everybody upset and all up against the wall.
But I do recall shortly after that crash, Clinton was notified.
Well, of course. Clinton's notified of any major disaster. The president always is.
Okay, well, good night.
Good night. You see what I mean, folks? I don't understand it. I really don't. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, sir. William Cooper?
Yes.
I'd like to give you the latest information on TWA Flight 800. The plane crashed 20 miles south of Southampton, Long Island. There were 247 people on board, I believe. The Coast Guard station in Southampton has released information that this plane, that they have people there at the scene now.
Mm-hmm.
Coast Guard, the Navy, the Air National Guard, and I suppose everybody in Suffolk County is out there right now. And that's the latest information, and that's straight from the horse's mouth.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
I was wondering, have you ever covered the Cunningham survey that was done at the Marine Base in California?
Cunningham survey?
Uh-huh.
Are you talking about the one where they asked if they would shoot at American citizens?
That's the one.
Yeah, we did that a couple of years ago. That's old news.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to contact the lieutenant commander, and the NRA is no help. They're seems to be no help. This is being...
Try the United States Navy.
I've tried the Navy. I tried to get a copy of the report that was released, but nobody seems to answer phone calls.
They have a public relations office that specializes in that. They're happy to answer phone calls. That's their job.
Mr. Cooper, I think their only relations are sexual. I hate to say it, but I'm very disappointed in the Corps. I served in the Corps in the Second World War. And I can't understand why the people of this country don't see what's going on. But you're doing a good job trying to wake them up. I wish you all the luck in the world. I'm trying on my end, but it doesn't seem to work too easy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, for that information also, you might want to try the Internet, because I know it's on the Internet. It's just a question of finding out where. Okay, the number is 520-333-4578. If you've got something on your mind you want to talk about, I'm here to talk to you. Hello.
So how you doing?
Good.
I'm recording this for my...
Turn off your radio.
I'm going away from it, actually. I'm recording this for some of my students. I teach government at a high school.
Uh-huh.
And we were watching a tape back in June before school let out. I think it was you about a tape called The Driver Shot Kennedy. Was that you?
I never made a tape called The Driver Shot Kennedy.
Okay, so it wasn't you.
Not if that's the name of the tape.
Well, there is a tape that is reported that the driver of a limousine...
Is this a black and white tape?
No, there was some color involved because it had the Zapruder film. Now, I remember you...
Was the Zapruder film in black and white?
Yeah.
That tape was made by a man named Lars Hansen, who has been named by John Lear, the son of William P. Lear of Learjet, as a Central Intelligence Agency operative.
Okay, because I remember you said once that you had a very good copy of the Zapruder film.
We do. In beautiful, brilliant color.
And that, I remember you talking about that one night when you covered it, and I was wondering, is there some way that I could get a hold of that? Because I'd like to show...
Yeah, send us $40 and specify that you want the Zapruder film, and we'll send it to you.
And that's to your post office box in Sholo?
Yeah, no. Make your check or make your money order. We no longer accept checks. Make your money order payable to Harvest. Hello?
Yes.
Make your money order payable to Harvest.
Right.
Send it to P.O. Box 1970.
Yes.
Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925.
Fantastic, because my students were looking at this tape and going, well, you know, this guy's crazy or whatever. And I told them I listen to you as much as I can because you come on here at 12 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
You're up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I said, normally this man, who I think this is, and I've never seen a picture of you before. I said, this man is normally right on the button. And that's why I looked at it and said, I'm not sure whether this is him or not.
Well, I'm not either, so there's no use even speculating about it. There's a lot of videos out there that claim to be made by me. There are some that were made by me. Almost everything that you'll find on the Internet that is purported to have been written by me is a total lie, unless you got it off of my particular list, or unless it came out of Veritas or out of my book. At one point during my life, while I was a member of the Office of Naval Intelligence, I saw documentation that stated, right in that document, that William Greer, the driver of the limousine, turned and shot President Kennedy in the head. I looked for the evidence of this for about 16 years. And I was talking to John Lear on the phone one day, and I told him what I had seen in these documents. And he asked me if I wanted to see the film. I said, are you kidding? He says, no. He says, I've got it right here on film. And you can see the driver turn around and shoot Kennedy in the head. So I flew to Las Vegas and was a guest of John Lear in his home. And he showed me this tape that he had. It turned out to be a videotape and not a film. And he said it was made by a friend of his, a CIA operative named Lars Hansen. And so I asked him if I could have a copy. He gave me a copy. I went home, and I was preparing to do a lecture at Hollywood High School in Hollywood, California at that time, and had a big staff of volunteers that were helping, including Norio Hayakawa and many others. And this Lars Hansen showed up and wanted to be a volunteer. And so the people who were, I think it was Taryn Crevet, was the head of the volunteer staff. And she called me and asked me who this guy was and if we should let him help. And I said, well, it's his film we're going to show. Let's let him help. And so he called me and wanted to meet with me. And I said, okay. So he brought to my home a better quality of the film. It was a higher generation copy, and also a copy of Bo Greitz's film about Kunsaw and the Golden Triangle, and he gave me both copies of that film, and he knew that we were going to show it, and was on my volunteer staff. In fact, he was one of the people with video cameras at the Hollywood High presentation, and it appeared in that film as if Kennedy turned around and shot the driver. And I told everybody what I'd seen when I was with the Office of Naval Intelligence. I showed them this film that appeared to substantiate it. And it wasn't until years later that I was able to get a first-generation, beautiful, crystal-clear, saturated color copy of the original 8mm Zapruder tape on 35mm film. The 8mm Zapruder film on 35mm film. And we instantly took steps to preserve that. The film is locked away, but we made a 1-inch copy. We made a 3/4-inch copy, a 1/2-inch copy. We made a digital D2 copy, which we never used because digitized videotape is no good for proving anything because you can do anything to it and nobody can prove whether it's real or not. And then we studied it, we rotoscoped it, and then we did it frame by frame. What we discovered is either William Greer did turn and shoot the president, or somebody has doctored the film to either hide the fact that he did it or to make it look like he did it. So the film has been so doctored by literally having the emulsion scraped off the film that you can't really tell what happened. You can't even tell really what the wound on the front of Kennedy's head looks like, but you can tell without any problem whatsoever that there is no wound in the back of the head.
Right.
So when you get the film, when you get the video from us, if you order it, there's no narration whatsoever. Many of the brilliant white spots on the film that you might mistake for a reflection of sunlight are where the emulsion was literally scraped off the film to hide the true nature of Kennedy's wounds and to hide what really happened in the front seat of that car with the driver and the passenger, the two Secret Service agents. Now, if you play the film at the fast speed that you normally see it on television and that it is in the Lars Hansen film, it appears that Greer turns around and shoots the president. When you play it frame by frame on the video that we have made available, and we play it for you at the real speed that the car was traveling, not the sped up speed that you normally are shown as a Zapruder film, we do it at half speed, 1/4 speed, and I believe it's 1/10 speed, and then we rotoscope it for you, and then we do it frame by frame, and we pause on each frame for a long, long period of time. There are no frames missing like they are in other versions of the Zapruder film. And what you're going to see is, and especially when it looks like Greer turns around and points a gun at the president, everybody's been saying that it's a reflection off the top of Agent Kellerman's head, who is the passenger in the car. It is not a reflection. You can see that the emulsion has been removed from that whole portion of the film and as much as 3 to 4 inches above Agent Kellerman's head, and in order to either hide a gun that Greer had in his hand or to make it look like Greer had a gun in his hand.
Right.
And since they've never made that film available to anyone, the only way to get it is through subterfuge. No one has ever been able to look at it frame by frame. And Bob Groden, who claims that he's the number one photo analyst who has given testimony as to what happened in the Zapruder film, is a barefaced liar. Once you see this film and how it's been altered, you know that Bob Groden's been lying to the American public for all of these years since the Warren investigation.
Well, I don't even think, you know, that even though they're saying they're going to release the documents in 50 years, they would never let that film out undocumented.
No, they never will. What this proves, absolutely, without any shadow of a doubt, is that there was a conspiracy, and whoever doctored this film was a part of it.
Right. Fantastic. I'm really glad you cleared that up for me. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Well, folks, let's go to a little break here.
If your tummy starts to grumble, well, you know what that means. It's time to gobble for me.
Cheese, pork, and beans.
Good evening, you're on the air. Hello? Good evening, you're on the air. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, Bill?
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling you from KDNO.
Yes.
Monday evening, when you had your call-in program out at Site 51 for the people that went, I could have sworn I heard you use the name of a security guard, Wagon Hut.
Hold on, we're not on the satellite.
Okay.
We got to get back on.
Turn the radio down. Bill says he's not on satellite. Turn the radio down.
It was at this point, ladies and gentlemen, that we discovered that we were not on satellite, and there was a short pause while we attempted to re-uplink. After 2 or 3 minutes, we were successful, and the broadcast continued from the point that you will hear beginning after now. It's impossible. I can't wish you all the best up there in Canada because you've already lost it. There's really not much you can do. You've given up your arms. You've given up everything. I don't, you know, your only hope is us. And that's the truth. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Regarding the TWA crash tonight.
Yes.
Another story is that there's a C-130 aircraft in the area about a half hour before the plane went down. C-130 is supposedly dropping flares on a routine practice mission for shuttle recovery. And it sounds like garbage.
Well, I don't know about that. I know they were going to send a C-130 out there with the special equipment that is used to recover the shuttle if it went into the ocean.
Yeah, well, the plane was there a half hour before this flight went down. These people were calling in to the Coast Guard long there, wanting to know what the flares were going down in the water. They said there was someone in trouble or something like this, but this was a half hour before the flight went down. It was just on
Well, be careful. Be careful what you believe that's broadcast right now, because I'm going to tell you right now there's going to be a lot of erroneous stories. Some of it's going to be the truth, some of it's not going to be, and the true story won't come out until much later. We have a lot of experience in investigating disasters, believe me, and I can tell you.
Going in 5 different directions at the same time, and none of them are right.
Pardon?
It's an effort to get people going in 5 different directions at the same time. And none of them is the right direction.
Well, it could be, or it could be just the media people picking up a whole bunch of stories and going with them without checking any of them out, which is what they do today. They don't have any more reporters.
No.
They take stuff off the wire and just read it on the air. They don't even think anymore. They have no brains.
Propaganda.
Well, that's right.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Most of it comes directly from Associated Press, United Press International, which, by the way, are all owned by the same people. Good evening. You're on the air.
Great to talk to you, Bill.
Thank you.
I just wanted to rash on a couple of little things. Well, personally, I'd like to admonish you at some time just to come out, speak your mind, and say what's on your heart without beating around the bush. The other thing is I've been listening.
I take it you're being sarcastic.
just mildly.
Well, that's the way I am, up front. In your face. Nobody ever has to guess anything about me, and I never play any games with anybody. I'm as honest as they come.
Well, I appreciate your program. I listened to you a couple of years ago when you started out here in KVNO area. And you had a program at that time, which you haven't aired again, I don't believe, since then, regarding the communist roots of the National Education Association.
Yes.
And I know that sometimes you do rerun that sort of stuff or go back over it again.
I think we just reran it while I was in Nevada, that very show.
Oh, my. Well, I don't listen every night because of the schedule, but...
See what happens?
Well, maybe I'll have to write you some time and get the tape number from you and get it that way.
I'll just send $1 in a self-addressed stamp, number 10 size envelope, and Eddie will send you off an information pack, which will include the tape list.
The other thing, have you heard any more information on that Mueller felon and family that were reported to have been suffocated with plastic bags on their head, supposedly... ex-military person selling propaganda against the government as far as bumper stickers?
No.
All right. Well, I had heard that story, and no one's been able to verify it, and I figured if there's anything...
I have never heard that story.
All right. Well,
doesn't mean it happened. I mean, sometimes it happens that way, but
yeah, well,
not usually.
Supposedly this is about 2 or 3 days ago, so it's, you know, still early to see if anything pans out from it.
Well, if it's the truth and anybody knows anything about it, I would appreciate getting some information.
All right. Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Right, bye.
Thank you for calling. You know, while I'm on the subject, you know, the Kennedy thing reminds me of something. I've been getting letters from some people lately who want to know. You see, I wrote a paper called The Secret Government, which is a chapter in my book, and that's the chapter that covers extraterrestrials and all of that kind of stuff. And I wrote that paper, delivered it to the MUFON Symposium in July of 1989 and in Las Vegas. And about a year after that, or sometime after that, America West Publishers came out with a book called Spacegate, The Veil Removed. And in it, they had plagiarized verbatim and copied my entire paper, which is a chapter in my book, and claimed that it was channeled through this guy, E.J. and Doris Ecker, who are a couple of con artists with a police record 5 miles long, that they channeled this from some space cadet from Space Sector 9 called Hatton, who is supposedly here to rule over the Earth and make sure that all the changes are done right and all this kind of stuff. And it's the most absolute bullshit crap that you've ever seen in your life, ladies and gentlemen. And these people are writing me wanting to know whether I plagiarized Hatton or Hatton plagiarized me. And I got to tell you, you blithering idiots, that if you even lend 1 second of credibility that there is even a Hatton in existence, then you are too crazy for me to even respond to. And so you won't get any answer from me. You're off the deep end. You're one of the Looney Tune woo-woo crowd. Woo-woo, woo-woo, woo-woo. You belong on the silver screen with the coyote and the roadrunner. And probably, what was that movie? Who shot, who framed Roger Rabbit? That's where you really belong, in that movie, with the weasels. So, anyway, Doris and E.J. Ecker claim that they are channeling some space cadet named Hatton, and the truth, what they do is go through reams and reams of information and plagiarize everything from everybody and claim that it was channeled from this Hatton guy who doesn't exist. Doris and E.J. Ecker are well-known expert cons. And the guy that ran America West Publishers, his name was Green. He's a CIA operative. He was instrumental in the collapse of the savings and loans in the state of Texas. And there are a lot of people in the state of Texas waiting for him with a rope that has a noose in it. And the first time that they see him, I really think that you'll find him swinging from a tree. Now, I don't advocate that anybody do that, but I know darn well that if they catch him, that's exactly what's going to happen. So, you know, that's that. You can take it however you want it, but if you really believe in that crap, if you're reading that newspaper Contact, if you read anything from America West Publishers or those blooming idiots who publish this stuff from this space cadet named Hatton, then you're off the deep end. I don't want anything to do with you. I don't want to hear from you. You're wacko, you're Looney Tunes, and you are caught right in the middle of the mind control operation that is just freaking a whole lot of people, you know, into Never Never Land. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me, Bill?
Yeah, you got to talk louder.
Okay. You know, the interesting thing I found about the plane crash tonight is not so much, you know, what they're reporting on the media, but the slow way and then that they were reporting it. The crash, you know, happened around 8:40 Eastern time. But I don't have the Communist News Network here where I'm at. Thankfully, I'm off the cable right now. But I monitor all the networks, and as I was flipping around on the networks, only ABC reported it at about 10 o'clock, just a couple minutes before 10. They broke in and went to live coverage on it. But, you know, CBS and NBC had some big primetime shows going, and they didn't even report this thing, at least down here where I live in the Carolinas.
Well, it's not a major war.
Yeah.
There's no reason for the way that they are reporting. You go back 10 years and see how they would report a plane crash. How they found out about it, they would wait until there was a break in the programming, and then they would have an announcement that a plane had crashed, blankety, 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 and then you might not hear anything else for 2 or 3 days. You would get a report when they had it of how many people died. But now they're making, you know, it's like they're trying to terrorize the world. And just freak everybody out and just totally desensitize everybody to this constant, overbearing bullshit about these disasters that happen. It's life. Planes crash. Cars crash. People get killed. People die. I feel sorry for their relatives and for them, but this is life.
Well, that's exactly the angle that we're not getting from those people, obviously, because all the majors have been one way or the other. It took them all a few minutes as they played it by ear, but they all found a way to work in the terrorist word.
Oh, of course. And then they connect it with the Olympic Games.
Yeah, I saw one network. It's the last coverage that I was seeing as I was flipping channels. That was one of the final things they covered. And I think that was CBS.
Uh-huh.
So it came in around 11:30 Eastern time when they did their first report.
Uh-huh.
But as I watched the network coverage, I was surprised to not see any live shots that no one in New York had somehow, one of the affiliates had got one of their crews out.
Well, they had it on CNN. They had live shots on CNN.
It's funny, I only have audio on CNN. I can flip up to those scrambled channels, you know, hear the reporting. And I heard some of what you were talking about earlier. I heard some of that goofball's antics before I flipped it off of that audio portion, but
yeah.
They're obviously the worst of.
Doesn't that guy look like Barbie's boyfriend, Ken?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I know the guy. He,
and that's the fakest tan I've ever seen in my life.
All the people on network, I don't know, Bill, but
what a bunch of phony flakes.
Hey, the one gentleman that was talking earlier, though, as you said, you have to caution what you hear from the major networks, but I heard the same thing he did about a C-130 that was training in the area. And I think it was ABC who reported this, and they reported that there had been calls earlier about it shooting flares.
May have been.
Or testing flares or whatever.
It may have been. All I'm doing is cautioning everybody not to believe everything that they initially hear.
But the two things that I do like to go by, and this is funny, there's a little slip-up tonight, Bill, that Peter Jennings had as he was reporting live. They were trying to get some eyewitnesses, get people off the beach who were talking. And they had 3 or 4 people on that they played live, and in minutes, you know, a few minutes later, they replayed some of them. And Jennings even mentioned, he said, we have to be careful on these so-called eyewitness reports because we have been burned on these things before.
Sure.
And he made a reference to something that happened under OJ coverage. And the reason he did is because one of the guys who was, you know, giving his live eyewitness account, he made some kind of off-color OJ reference, almost like an OJ joke. And Jennings got kind of mad and cut him off quickly. But of the witnesses that they did have on, two of the witnesses, and we're assuming that the people they were playing, you know, were legitimate. And to be honest, they sounded like really excited, confused New Jersey housewives who were kind of, you know, like out hanging on Long Island. And they both said that one was male and one was female. And they both said something about, well, we heard a sound, then we saw what looked like a flare, then there was a giant, or we saw like a flare coming down. I envisioned it kind of a little fire coming out of the sky. And then they said, and then there was two large explosions, which I would think, you know, if a plane goes up to midair, it's probably the fuel thing on either, the wings on either side. But they, both of these witnesses gave this description of a flare. And minutes later, when I heard the other report on the other network about the C-130 training, the first thing that went in my mind was, my God, there's no way there could have been an accident of that nature. But you know, the mental image that...
They may not have seen a flare. What they may have seen was could have been an engine on fire. But all this is speculation. It's useless. It's not productive.
Right. You're very right, Bill. And I agree 100%. It was just interesting to me to see one network on television groping very amateurishly is what ABC was doing.
That's what they're all doing. That's what CNN was doing. It's like a bunch of kids that had to get a grade. And if they didn't say something, if they didn't ask questions, and if they didn't fill up hours of airtime with bullshit, they were going to fail the course.
Yeah, you said a mouthful right there. You really did. And well, I just wanted to thank you, of all people, for handling it responsibly tonight compared to those people. And, you know, I was glad to hear you tonight talk at length about the Zapruder film and the copy that you have access to.
Well, I've done it many times. I've talked about it many times on this podcast.
I have a video of you appearing on a public access show, I believe, from a few years ago. It was a show that aired in New York, I believe, and I can't remember the name of the man and woman who hosted it, but... It was out of the New York area, and it was a...
I remember that. He died not long after that.
Excuse me?
He died not long after that. I remember that show.
It was... Yeah, I have a copy of...
But anyway, what's your point?
Well, it's good to see, to know that you have that film, and I was very glad to hear of all the different type copies that you've made and the lengths you've gone to preserve that film and make sure that that's just something that's just not going to disappear off the face of the earth.
Oh, no, it won't.
I'm glad to know that, and that you're safeguarding it and trying to get it out there for the right people to see. And I have seen it, and although what I have was just a copy that was taken off television, it looked pretty good to me, and I hope someday get that original that y'all guys have, and so I really have something to show to people.
Yeah, that's the one you need. It's the only one that's correct with no frames missing, and you can see what's been done to that film. We're running out of time.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Thank you for calling. Well, that's it, folks. I want to thank you for participating, all of those of you who did tonight, and for everybody. God bless you, and good night. Mandare.